Hi, this is Brighton.
And this is Dina.
And we are
the Roots in Tech Podcast.
And we are so excited to be here with Stephanie on the Dope Science Show.
Hello, welcome to the Dope Science Show with Stephanie Lowe, aka Science Steph with Steph. Thank you for your ears and minds. I hope that the show sparks new ideas, new opportunities, and conversations. I want us to learn and grow. We are all curious, innovative, and experimental in our daily lives. We are all dope scientists. Thank you for listening to the Dope Science Show. I always appreciate you. In this episode, we talk to Nehemiah from STEM Media. He is a doctored PhD engineer with creative outlets. And he's into improv. He plays the bass. He's like a Renaissance kind of guy, and that's what led him to STEM Media. STEM Media is a media content merchandise type of company that specializes in engaging and empowering minorities, especially Black millennials, in the STEM and tech fields, and they mix this cult or pop culture into that. So that's pretty much STEM Media. Pretty much what I want to be when I grow up, and we have a really upbeat, optimistic conversation about life, who his mentors were, how he worked with NASA. Come on, you guys. He freaking worked with NASA. It was like part of a NASA program that he competed for and got into. He won some sort of contest with MTV. I'm like, wow, you're living like the science, STEM, like amazing life. And I want to do that too. So we talk about that, and we geek out about virtual reality and how exciting and amazing it's going to be one day, where we'll be able to go to Afrotech and be sitting in my living room, or we can go, I don't know, where do we want to go? So I hope you guys enjoy the show, and I will talk to you soon. Peace.
Hello, welcome you guys to the Dope Science Show. I'm so glad you guys are here today. I love sharing new stories with awesome people. I have on the show today a new friend. His name is Nehemiah Mabry, and he is the founder of a really cool media company called STEM Media. What an awesome name. I'm jealous that you picked that name. It's a really great name. Hello, welcome to the show, Nehemiah.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Stephanie. I'm happy to be here. And I'm happy I got the name too. Didn't quite snag the .com early enough, but .org is pretty cool.
Heck yeah, it is pretty cool. I was like, STEM Media, this is genius. I like it. I've been following you for a while, or your account, and I was super flattered because a week or two ago, someone tweeted me on Twitter, and they're like, oh, yeah, STEM Media called you out, the Dope Science Show. And I was like, what?
Yeah. No, I've been following you, your, you know, Dope Science Show and things for a while as well. I mean, you're pretty, you're exactly in the audience. We're kind of in the same space, you know, when it comes to STEM, people of color, and, you know, really trying to bridge the gap between not just the technical stuff, but also the creative and pop culture and things like that. So, yeah, I've been following you for a while, too.
Awesome. I'm excited. I was looking. I was like, you guys are what I want to be when my show grows up. I really, really like what you guys have. I'm just geeking out a little bit right now. I'll let you introduce yourself to the audience so they can at least know where I'm coming from. You can just let them know who you are, where you're from, and tell us a little bit more.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I'm Nehemiah Mabry. I am a engineer by trade. Civil engineer, bridge design is what I do. I hold a doctorate, actually, in structural engineering, and my undergraduate degrees are in civil engineering and applied mathematics. And so being an engineer, you know, that has definitely given me my share of my field of STEM and technical aspects of school. But I've always been a person that was, you know, into the arts as well. I'm a musician. I play the bass guitar. I have been involved in drama and theater for a while, and just a lot of other things as it relates to creativity. So I'm an engineer with a creative streak, I guess you could say. And I live in Raleigh, North Carolina, and I'm enjoying life.
That's awesome. It's funny that you said you're an engineer with a creative streak. I have met quite a few engineers who are pretty creative, so I wonder if that is actually pretty common, you know?
Yeah,
People make jokes about engineers like, oh, if you ask an engineer, I don't know exactly how to tell jokes because I'm not good at it, but
I'm like, I know what you mean.
There's always like, you know what I'm going to say? Like, you ask an engineer to like change a light bulb and somehow they overcomplicate it. And
yeah. I've heard one, Stephanie, they say, how do you tell an extroverted engineer? Because when you pass them in the hallway, they look at your shoes instead of their own.
And so they
said that that's like a kind of a dig at us about us not being really socially, apt and everything like that. So
yeah, I don't know if that's true, though, because every engineer I've met has been pretty cool so far. So I'm like, I think there's some haters who are like jealous. That's what I think.
I'm with you on that. I'm with you on that.
Yeah, I might be a bit biased, but yes, I'm going to say that. You are, that's cool that you're creative. So do you feel like, because you're creative, is that why you decided to start STEM Media? Is this a creative outlet? Like, what inspired you?
Yeah, it's absolutely why, I must say. You know, when I was in undergraduate school, I was, like I said, involved in drama. I was a part of this drama ministry, the improv group, rather. And that was really a creative outlet for me at the time where I could come up with ideas. I was a member at first, and I became the director. And we would go to schools, we would go to churches, we would go to community centers. And we would just put on these creative productions trying to put forth a message. So when I got to grad school, or when I got in my PhD program, rather, I kind of missed that. I was like, man, there needs to be some way I can still exercise that creative muscle, but, you know, keep it close to home or close to what I was pursuing at the time. So STEM Media started really just as personal extracurricular activities and projects that I just got from classmates and friends and got involved in. And it wasn't until I started to get, you know, noticed, I entered into a contest nationally and won that contest, that I'm like, okay, this is something that actually could bring value to other people as well. Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to stop you. Contest? What contest?
Yeah. So back in 2012, there was a engineering Stay With It campaign that was sponsored by Intel, MTV, and I think Facebook was involved as well. And basically, they just put out a challenge, you know, put together a creative video describing why you chose engineering, what are you doing to stay with it, and your dreams for it. And I was like, man, this is right up my alley. Like, you know, I want to do something creative. I want to put together something, and I'm an engineer. So I decided to put something together. And I remember, like, when I submitted it, I got a call from one of the people from MTV, actually. And they was like, did you do this yourself? Or, like, are you really an engineer? What about the music? Like, who did the music? You know, who helped edit it and all that kind of stuff? They were trying to make sure. They were kind of like, come on, you had to have someone else help you with this. And I was like, no, I just really enjoyed this. And lo and behold, I was a national finalist, and then I became the grand prize winner for that particular contest.
Wow, that is so inspiring. I bet you're like, wow, like you totally didn't know that your world would open up in that way. And it's funny mm-hmm. that MTV was like, but I thought engineers were dull.
Mm-hmm. right. Yeah. No, I mean, they said it was a little unique.
Yeah. That's awesome. That's really cool. And improv. I always wanted to do improv. I will do improv. I'm getting over fear of public speaking. So.
Well, this is a
yes,
good practice ground. Good practice ground here with the podcast.
Yeah, but it's a bit, you could still be introvert, you know, and do a podcast because you're alone. You're alone, really.
That's true. No one's like staring at you. No one's staring at you right now.
No, it's different, but I am getting braver. And when you said improv, I was like, oh, that's on my bucket list of things to do. Stimedia itself is pretty much on my bucket list. You also have, I was looking, you guys have a podcast. Do you want to tell us a little bit about that? Or do you? Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, well, we have a podcast, actually. We partner with Nesby, and this kind of was a year or so ago, to promote entrepreneurship. So the National Society of Black Engineers, Nesby for short. A lot of your listeners, I'm sure, are fully aware of Nesby. They have a Nesbypreneur kind of special interest group. And so I was contacted, and I became a part of the board for that particular special interest group. And so just kind of coming up with ideas, you know, one of the things that I pitched was, you know, I have a media company. We can put together a podcast. And kind of that was just something that I suggested. And the people who were on the board at the time thought it was a good idea. And so that birthed the Nesbypreneur podcast produced by Stem Media. And so we have a couple episodes. Yeah. On our website and other places online. So.
That's awesome. I just discovered it. I was like, I'm going to have to like binge listen to this because, you know, when you listen to podcasts, you just, you know, you find one and you listen to like all episodes before you spend a week just like listening to that one podcast, you know? That's definitely going to be on my list. That's so awesome. And I saw that you guys also now have products like science themed, like, merchandise stuff, which is always dope.
Man, that is brand new. So that's awesome that you
I
brought
know,
that up.
I know. I've been stalking you. Yes.
Yeah. No. So when Stem Media first started, you know, when I first decided to really, all right, this is going to be a business, what we were doing and what we still do actually is just video production. So like we're partnering with like some individual researchers, maybe some companies or some academic institutions that want to put together, you know, different videos to support curriculum activities or recruitment or things like that. So, you know, we've been kind of a client services, but I've always wanted to kind of get into selling things. So, you know, recently I've decided to kind of gather a collection of products with some suggestions from people in my on my team. And we launched this store called Ideation Products, which is another name I thought was pretty cool that we were able to get.
It is.
Yeah.
It is super cool.
Yeah.
It is super cool. I like it. I was looking at it. I was like, oh, this is so cool. And I like the website. And I like just what you guys offer. I think it's going to be really popular as you like further develop your branding with it.
Yeah.
I want to do something similar in the future as well. I was like, I swear to goodness, like I didn't even know you existed to like, I don't know, a few months ago. And I'm like, wow, you guys are, I'm going to grow up to be like you guys.
I'm just like you, still trying to build the brand. And hey, if there's anything I can do to help pass on, you see something, you're like, oh, I wonder how Nehemiah decided to do that. And I'll be happy to share.
I would totally appreciate that because, you know, mentors are what, how you get where you're going. Did you have any mentors who, how did you get into STEM or science?
Yeah, you said it, man. Mentors are huge. So I think it starts with my dad. My dad was the first person who told me about engineering to begin with. He was a guy, you know, growing up, and he still is a guy who also had a lot of ideas. And he would say, you know, Nehemiah, what you need to do is you need to go and make a little popsicle stand and sell popsicles. You know, he was like, oh, Nehemiah, what you need to do is build a big slide in the backyard into the pool, da 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 da. And so I remember I was trying to figure out what field to go into. And so we were sitting in the driveway one time just getting home. It's like, what do you want to study? I was a junior in high school. And I was like, man, I don't know. I like math. I'm pretty good at math. And, you know, I like design and things like that. And he was like, Nehemiah, what you need to do is you need to go into engineering. And I was like, You know, so that actually aligned perfectly with this internship opportunity where I was staying at the time in Huntsville, Alabama with NASA Marshall Space Flight Center. So with his support, yeah, I applied for it. I got it as a high school student, and I enjoyed it so much that the next summer I'm like calling my contacts like, yo, can I come out again? I'll volunteer. Can I be a volunteer intern at NASA? And they were like, yeah, we found a place for you. And so that actually turned into something that carried me not just through my undergraduate career as I'm studying engineering and interning, but also through my master's program, I was able to get a fellowship. So that was it, man. My dad was probably the first person. And then in my master's program, my mentor there at NASA suggested I go all the way and get a PhD. So I owe lots of mentors.
Oh, that's sweet, you know, because it makes a difference. When you're trying to get something done, you only have your ideas. You only have your vision. And when someone can see your potential and they have, you know, more like an outside perspective that they can advise you, and it means everything, you know. I just saw Hidden Figures like a month ago or so.
Amazing.
Would you say, it was super amazing. It was super amazing. And I was blown away by the fact that I had never heard of those women before. You know, I was like, how is this possible? How are these people living and walking and they're like heroes and we've never heard of them? And they're still alive, or, you know, they were, most of them at that time. Would you say it also made me think that NASA was really kind of cutting edge with their being more open and into diversity before, you know, other organizations? Did you feel that way? Do you feel like, how was your experience at NASA? It sounds like it was pretty awesome.
Yeah, I had a good experience. So I was a part of some programs, or work side by side people in programs that were specifically targeted towards minorities. And so I think in the group I was in, we did sensor integration and health management of vehicles and stuff like that. That was kind of our area. And there were like two black PhD males in that group. And I remember them, and Dr. Curtis Banks and Dr. Benjamin Penn. And they actually shared an office, and I would always like go in there. My mentor is Dr. Curtis Banks, and man, he had a lot of respect, I could tell, just throughout the branch. And so I kind of would just walk behind him, and I'd say, hey, Dr. Banks, hey, you know, because he did his work well. And then for me, him being an African-American male, that just really made an impression upon me. And not only that, we had a black female also in the group who was very nice, very supportive. And, you know, I saw them making moves. I saw them make an impact. I saw them speaking up in meetings. And so I can't speak for NASA as a whole, but definitely my experience was a positive one, and it made an impact on how I saw myself in that world. So opportunities to fade, shade, and downgrade will provoke you, and those you trust will start to turn to. So never pay too much attention to the things they say they won't do. And you gotta be persistent, and believe me, you ain't seen much. It's just a beat. Getting more walking, slow to speaking, but be quick to listen. Be mindful, you be vigilant and pay attention. Because you hold the light, you hold the light, you hold the light, and it's shining and making darker places brighter, you lighter. You hold the light, you got a light, you bring a light, and it's evident they can see it, they won't end it. But it's not for the taking, it's not for the changing, though it's not for remixing, it's not for remaking, all right. So they lining up to take it, all right. I can't let them take my you, you know I ride for you. I won't let them take you, I won't let them take you. I'll be your protection.
protection. Yeah, I'll be your protector. You know I ride, I'll fight for you. I'll fight for you. I'll fight for you. You know I'm fighting cause I refuse to lose you. Fighting cause I refuse to lose you. I'll fight, you know I'm ready. There's no need to worry about them let me downs. You can count them and stick the moment you let me round.
That's cool. I was looking. I had a dream of working at NASA, but I just didn't know. I felt intimidated. I was like, I don't know how to do this or how, you know, I just didn't even know how I would get into anything like that. And now that I've gotten more into science as an adult, I'm starting to see that there are resources out there. And the thing is, a lot of people who say, for instance, they don't come from a background where their parents are college educated, or they don't come from a background where STEM is even part of their culture, they don't know where the resources are. And what I liked about your website is you're focused on curating, you know, information and making it easy to find resources for, you know, scholarships and internships and organizations and things like that. So I think that's one of the most valuable things about what you do. Beyond the media and content outreach is really great because you're going to pull people in who, like you said, you know, who may think science is really dull. Like, a lot of people don't even know science is fun. I'm like, it's getting really cool now. I think it's,
it is.
You know, it's really, nerds and blurbs are really hot right now. So I think it's getting better, so yay. But I do think there is a definitely still a need for some sort of created space where, you know, say, for instance, wouldn't it be great if you can say, hey, like some sort of path, you know, like a visual or a syllabus or something. I'm a high school student and, you know, I've never gone to college. Like, what should I do next? Like, I wish there was something that was more guided that way, you know, like a virtual guidance counselor, you know.
Yeah,
where
you
plug
I know
in,
you
like,
oh,
you know,
that is a
like
good
you
idea.
Can just plug it in. You know, you're like, hey, I'm from Compton. I have this GPA, and this is my interest. Mm-hmm. And then it, like, guided you, like, what, you know,
so
what
your
resources
options
in your area.
Right.
That would be awesome.
That is a good
maybe
idea.
Maybe that will happen sometime.
Hey, maybe you and I can kind of figure something out and get that together.
I know. We can make some sort of app, you know, where you're like, okay, so these are my conditions, and these are my interests, and this is my zip code, and my, you know,
VR
like
is
that.
On the rise as well. Virtual reality is, you know, I think in its infancy, and it will begin to take off before we know it.
Oh, heck yeah. Have you used one of, like, the Oculus or any of the virtual reality, like, headsets?
Yeah, my friend had one, man, and, like, it was amazing how, like, immersive it was. Like, I put it on.
I know.
And I was like, man, he had something like I was swimming underwater with dolphins and stuff. And I was like, whoa, like, what's going on? The only thing I was like is, man, I hope I don't run into anything while I got this thing on my head. Because I was standing
that's
up at
definitely
the time.
A thing. Yeah, you definitely can run into things. I went to this cool, super, super cool event in November in San Francisco. It's called Afrotech. It was hosted by Blavity. And it was, you know, just a tech media gathering for millennials, black millennials mainly. Anyone could come, but yes, that was the core. And they had an Oculus station, and they had a sit down instead of walking around because there wasn't that much space. But I did the one where it was funny because the options they offered were like, if you want to know what it's like to be a protester at a protest, like in Ferguson, and everything was super heavy. Like, if you want to know what it's like to have vertigo, you know, and it was like all these things that just seem emotionally strong for me. One of the killer ones, which I didn't want to do, was what it was like to be in, I'm not knocking Oculus for doing this. It was good. They're trying to teach empathy. I just wasn't in the mood for it. But it was like, one of the other ones was like, what is it like to be in solitary? And Exactly. I was like, I'm kind of at a party. But but they did have one that was dancing in Cuba, going to like a rumba. And dance in the streets of Cuba. And I danced rumba, so I was like, yes. So I put that on. And it was, yes, I was. I was like, it was so immersive. And they were coming towards me and dancing, and there was music. And I was like dancing in my chair, and I turned around, you know, like 360, and I could still see, like, I was like, oh my gosh, there's people dancing behind me, and there's like kids. Yeah. It was like so real. So I can definitely see, I know VR is going to be huge, and it's going to change everything.
The way
like the internet changed everything, and then it was like social media changed everything, like VR is the next thing it's going to change.
How about
everything.
You're going to be at Afrotech through VR? Like, not the people that are there are going to be there, but then I'm going to be there all the way from North Carolina, and everyone else is going to be there through VR. Like, you're going to be able to attend things that you can't even attend right now because physically it's not really feasible. But VR is going to allow you to attend things you can't attend. It's going to allow you to learn things. You're going to be on the Magic School Bus even. They can shrink you down and put you inside of an engine and teach you how pistons work. You know, there's so much.
It's going to be so great. And then even on the social media aspect, Facebook wants to do their VR room, where you'll be able to talk to your Facebook friends as if they're, like, sitting next to you. So you guys will both, like, instead of, like, just chatting or FaceTiming, you'll VR together.
Wow.
I was like, that's going to be interesting.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I wonder, it reminds me of Star Trek, of course. You know how they would go to a hologram room?
Right.
I forget what they called it.
What was it? I don't remember either. It's a while ago. But I know exactly what you're talking about.
I watch it all the time. I should know.
But no, you're right. I mean, that's going to be possible. You're going to be able to meet with people, and they're going to be selling tickets probably to go into a room with, you know, Richard Branson, or go into a room with whoever popular celebrity is, and you're going to be able to do it through VR.
Yep. And I'm sure you'll have like, what is it called? I forget. Your online persona, it's like your stand-in, you know, like, what's the word?
Your avatar, like your
avatar.
Virtual avatar?
Yeah.
Oh,
it'll
man.
Be your avatar. Yeah, totally.
Like
that's
the movie,
what I think it'll
almost.
Be like.
Like a real person.
Because you're going to be in your... Exactly, because you're going to still be in your pajamas, and you're going to be sitting next to, like, the president at his event.
That's true. And people are going to be like, why did you not change your clothes for the last however long you have the same clothes on? But no, I see what you're saying. It's going to be different. It's going to really be different, but awesome at the same time.
Yeah. I always try to, like, be optimistic, and that'll be good, you know, because I think science should be used for good, so
I try absolutely. To think about. And it's always, like you said, the realistic aspect of it all is that there are people who will try to distort and pervert uses of things, but
ultimately,
if you have the mindset of improving the world, and that's your intention, man, I think technology will really and greatly enhance your ability to do so.
Definitely. I was going to ask you, do you have any favorite science podcasts, shows, or books, or events? I'm like, I want people to be able to walk away and be like, oh, Nehemiah said this was awesome. I should check it out.
Well, I'm going to start with the Dope Science Show, which is an awesome podcast that I'm meta-referencing right now. So if you listen to this, you might want to go listen to another episode when you're done. But I have a couple other things. There are a lot of other podcasts. There's a company called Gimlet Media.
Oh, yes.
And
I met them.
Oh, really? Okay. They have a podcast called, what is it? I think it's Science Versus, if I'm not mistaken, which is very interesting, man. They kind of put science up against like just simple things like, I don't know, like hiccups or laughing, or just things that you wouldn't even think about trying to do a deep dive into when it comes to science. So that's definitely interesting to me. Growing up, I know this is old school, but, you know, Build on a Science Guy was epic. Talked about Magic School Bus, which I hear they're going to reboot the Magic School Bus.
And Bill Nye, he's coming back. He's on Netflix.
Bill
Nye
right.
Saves the World.
Yes. So that's definitely on my list. Can't say that I've seen any episodes, but that's definitely on my list. Shameless plug for STEM Media, which is another thing. We try to continue to curate a lot of things, and I have a team, not completely by myself, but we send each other things back and forth, and we're like, oh, did you hear about this? Did you hear about that? And we try to share it on social media. So sorry, I'm not thinking of so many to go down the list right now, but there's
Twitter. Moment question.
Welcome at, yeah. We always tweet things that we come across.
Yeah, you guys tweet things you guys have a lot of content, which is awesome. I saw you guys are also hiring for like writers. You're looking to do more content?
Yes. See, the thing is, like, it's so much. Like, sometimes you feel like you're in a niche that's so small when you get started, but then when you really dig into it, you're like, man, there's so much going on. There's so many stories, and it's really impossible for one, two, or three people to really keep their hands on everything. And so, yeah, we're looking to get more contributors on board, people who have a little more knowledge in different areas, you know. I'm an engineer, so it's more of applied science, but there are other people who may be into the pure sciences. There are some people who are into the arts a little bit more. So, yeah, we are definitely looking. So if you're listening and you are interested in contributing, please contact us.
Definitely. I thought about it. I was like, do I have time to write for anyone? But I'm actually seriously considering it, so I'll think about it myself.
Awesome. We'd love to have you.
That is awesome. I find I'm still figuring out what I'm doing with my show. I feel like you said, it seems niche, but then there's so much. And I feel like I'm trying to stay niche. I'm like, I'm trying to figure out how can I be more niche?
Yeah.
In a way.
Yeah.
Because it's so easy to get spread out. And I am just one person at this time. So I'm like, my idea is to just really master what I'm doing.
Right.
That's what I'd like to do. And then branch out and then grow up to be like STEM Media.
Well, hey, you'll pass this before you know it. So just stay with it.
Definitely. And and guess what? Because now that I'm in the blurred community, there's so many of us. And and the more that we are like, yeah, we're here, blurreds are here, the more people find out about it. I was just on another podcast yesterday called Just Say Words. That's a plug for myself, I guess. Just Say Words. Just Say Words. They dropped my episode tonight. We recorded it last night. And he was saying that he didn't really know any black people in science, you know, and he was like, just you and, I know, he said, just you and, like, Neil deGrasse Tyson, and I was like, whoa.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm flattered, but,
he left out a lot of people.
but you know what it is? It's kind of niche, because once, if you're in the world, then you see it, but if you're not, you kind of have to be brought into it. And I think that's why I like to just talk to everyone, because it's just kind of like you're suddenly become part of their awareness. They're like, oh, I didn't even know. Because, you know, if they're not coming from a STEM background, then if they're not exposed to it, again, haven't you noticed that a lot of Americans are just not, they don't know anything about science. And when you're into science, you're always surprised. You're like, wait, how do you not know this? But it's like, you really don't. And go ahead.
No, I agree. It's like when you're talking and sometimes, you know, I do talks and things like that, and I may take something for granted, like, you know, this, of course, and of course, this means that, and they're like, of course, that means that, and I'm like, oh, wait, I'm sorry, I just kind of breezed through that for a second, and, you know, sometimes you forget, when you're in the world, you kind of forget that it's not exactly the same, and that's exactly why we do what we do, right? Like, we're basically trying to show that this isn't just an area that's reserved for some superhuman brain type people, but we are regular people, right? Who just happen to go into the field, but we also can connect with a lot of other elements that are just, you know, a part of being a human, or part of being Black, or part of being American, or part of being just someone that's living in this day and age.
Exactly. And that's beautiful. And I just want people, I feel like I repeat myself, but hey, I have to. I just want people to, you know, be engaged with science on a daily basis. And it's not like anything weird. It's not anything extra. It's just like, hey, for people who talk about football, it's just like that. Like, just be open to it. Don't be afraid or intimidated. It's okay, because I'm speaking from someone who, I don't have a STEM background. Like, I'm dyslexic. I was not good at math. I didn't like Bill Nye the Science Guy growing up.
Wow, okay.
Not because he was bad. I just he didn't really relate to me. I thought he was corny, and so I didn't give him much like time. And right. I just didn't have a STEM, any STEM in my family. I'm the first one to go to college, and so on and so on, and I found science later. So I have the perspective of someone who was disinterested in science to someone who's now like geeked about it. And so I feel I can relate to people who are like, but I don't even think about science.
Right, because
I was one of those people.
You're basically talking to your former self, you know, whenever you're like sharing, because you were once in that position where it's like, that's not me, but now this definitely is me. And so you can make that translation.
Yeah. And I'm just an everyday person, you know. I studied nuclear technology for only a couple years, and that's how I got into science. But I don't have a PhD, you know, but I read science articles, and I'm like, this is interesting. And then I go down, you know, a rabbit hole of, oh, what is this? What is that? Mm-hmm. And it's just this endless curiosity. And I just want to inspire people to do the same. Like, it's totally fun. And I like what you're doing. You guys are definitely coming from a more established, as far as being accredited scientists, which is awesome. We need you guys out there. And I guess I'm the average person who's like, hey, I'm into science, but I'm not even a scientist. How do I stay into science, you know?
Well, you're on the right track, I must say. You're definitely on the right track. And it's funny to hear you say, like, you know, we're established, and, you know, you want to be like, I mean, I really see us as peers in this thing, you know. Like, we're both trying to, like you said, change the narrative. And we're just doing it brick by brick, step by step. And I think we're going to get there, you know. I envision a ESPN equivalent when it comes to STEM, you know, a Disney equivalent when it comes to STEM, any brand that's major, a part of pop culture, you know, I feel like there's a place for science and engineering and technology to also hold in the minds of the public. So we're going to get there, and we're on the way.
Yes, we are. We are changing the narrative, and we're bringing in more women and people of color, and everyone's inclusive, and it's going to be great.
Right. Absolutely.
It's gonna be
great. You know, the thing that you said earlier that I thought about, like, I think what it is too is like, we don't know something exists. You know, there's this notion of the existence proof, right? Like, we could easily picture people of color in certain fields, like, you know, maybe entertainment or athletics and things like that, because we've seen the picture of it. And so when a young person has to think of a basketball player or think of, you know, any type of artist, it's like, oh, that's easy. I can see myself in that. But when we change the narrative and we show that, hey, there are other roles for you, and it's not necessarily like one's better than the other, but hey, there are other options. And yes, there is proof of existence of you as a Latina, you as an African American, or you as a Native American in this role. You know, that's where we began to hit kind of a critical mass and build momentum. And the next thing you know, it's normal. You won't have someone saying that, hey, I only know you and Neil deGrasse Tyson. No, that should be, that will be long gone when we get there.
Yes, I hope so. I have this whole fantasy in my head that we're moving towards our Star Trek Next Generation lifestyle. So,
mm-hmm.
so that goes along with it.
There we go.
Definitely. I really appreciate your time. This was a really great, great conversation. I could talk forever and ever, but I feel like people get upset when my podcasts are too long. I'm not sure.
Hey, I know what you mean. You want to keep it consistent. I understand.
It's okay. But I always do this at the end of the show. If you can say the intro for the next show. So you'll say your name and maybe like where you're from, and you can drop your company's name, and then you'll say you're on the Dope Science Show with Science Stuff with Steph, or you could say, or just with on the Dope Science Show, because it could be a tongue twister. And this is part of the show, and it's fine because I use almost all the recording. So,
okay.
Yeah.
No doubt. What's going on, people? This is Dr. Nehemiah Mabry, a.k.a. Nee, from STEM Media, and this is the Dope Science Show with my homegirl, Steph.
Awesome. That was good. First try. You're a professional. It must be that improv.
Probably. I don't know. Maybe. Not a professional. Maybe the improv.
And also, you will be picking the soundtrack for the show. So you have to tell me three songs off the top of your head right now that you'd want to be on the soundtrack to the podcast.
Oh, man, off the top of my head?
Yep, because it has to be, like, spontaneous.
Man, I like this group called Social Club Misfits and Social Club Anthem. The Social Club Anthem is the song. I think it's dope. Man, I listen to Molly Music. Anything from Molly Music, throw some Molly Music on there. I don't know,
okay,
Fight For
so
You.
So Social Club Antics?
Misfits, MISFITS.
Misfits, okay. And then you said Molly something?
Molly Music, MALI Music, MUSIC. I like Molly Music. And then, man, I'm going to go kind of
old
school.
Is that a song?
He's an artist. So let me see.
I have to get a song. No
okay,
cheating.
No, okay. All right. Modern music song. You can use, Fight For You.
Maybe.
Yeah, a song called Fight For You.
Fight For You.
Yep. Okay. And then I guess I got to get one more song.
You have two more songs.
Two more? Oh, I thought I had three. Okay. Wait,
so
no. Social Club, their song is Social Club Misfits.
Oh, okay.
So it's like a subtitle song. It's a subtitle song.
Okay.
Social Club, the Social Club Anthem. All right. And then Molly Music is Fight For You. So that's two.
Right.
And then I'm going to throw in just a little bit of old school and go with a Lauryn Hill song. Everything is everything.
I love that song.
Yeah.
Good choice.
Here we go.
Yay. That's awesome. Well, awesome. I appreciate your time. And we will definitely connect again in the interwebs. And maybe you can come on the show again in the future.
Hey.
If you want to.
Absolutely. Yeah. I look forward to it. I would love to come back. You know, you just say the word. And, thank you so much for taking the time, for inviting me. Like I said, I've been following you, so I was honored to be asked to be on here. So, yeah, we hopefully have a lot more collaborating to do as we march on and change the narrative.
Awesome. All right, you guys. I will talk to you guys soon, and peace.
So much for listening to the show. I hope you feel inspired and you're ready to take on the world and have fun and be a mentor. It's like mentors are like rock stars nowadays. You get to leave your legacy and impact on someone else's life in a positive way, and you're awesome and you're special. I need to mentor someone one day once I feel like I figured out what I need to do, then I can be a mentor. I try to be a mentor to my daughter. I have no choice but to do my very best. So that's who I mentor. But I'm rambling. I did want to say one more thing. I'm going back to school. I'm going to finish my NUC programming. So you guys, cross your fingers, send me positive energy that I can make it through. And let's all go for our dreams. And I'll talk more about that soon. Peace.
Nightmares of them nights I had to stay awake, yeah. Felt so out of place, I felt so far from grace. I remember all the tears I put on mama's face, and I remember papa say just finish up the race. I'm a father now myself, so when I look back, yeah, all the times that he was there, when I look back, footprints in the sand played out is what it looks like. Laid it all down for a wretch and a crook like you. It's amazing, so amazing, all the things I went through. And the only reason I made this, cause my parents' prayers. Cause you know that my layers deeper than I would let on. And I knew that I could make it, had to push and press on. I stand tall like a beacon of light. For the kids that's lost, help them come home tonight. I shine bright so the world can see how the Lord shed his blood for me. Yeah, first.
Time.